Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 27 July, 2025, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, verse 21 so far says, therefore, even the material universe, even nature, will also be set free, caused to be set free, from corrupting slavery, genitive of attribute, and then we have into the glorious liberty of the children of God. This is the preposition eis plus the accusative singular of the noun from the verb eleutherao. The noun is eleutheria with a definite article, plus the genitive singular of doxa with a definite article, plus the genitive plural of technon with a definite article. We've got a lot of genitives here, huh? And the genitive singular of theos with a definite article. Now, Arndt and Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 229, says that our preposition here, eis, tells us that in our verse, Romans 8:21, eis means to be brought safely into the glorious freedom of the children of God. To be brought safely into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Eleutheria, that's it right there. The noun means freedom. Doxa is the word glory. And once again, the genitive case is the genitive of attribute and is correctly translated to be brought safely into the glorious freedom. To be brought safely into the glorious freedom. And then, ton technon to theo, of the children of God. So, therefore, even the material universe, nature, will also be caused to be set free from corrupting slavery and brought safely into the glorious freedom of the children of God. All right. One, the corrupting slavery is based on Adam's original sin, the fall of man in the garden, Genesis 3:17 and 18. So the corrupting slavery is based on Adam's original sin and the fall of man. Two, nature shared the corrupting slavery of Adam. And this is an illustration of undeserved suffering. Nature shared the corrupting slavery of Adam in his fall. 3, nature's corrupting slavery is an illustration of undeserved suffering for blessing. Nature's corrupting slavery is an illustration of undeserved suffering for blessing. Yet, point 4, yet nature has a very important role in human history. Nature still points mankind to the fact that there is a God, the existence of God. And this is seen in Romans chapter 1. Turn over to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his is God, God's invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they, the unbeliever, they are without excuse. Oh, you can just look at the creation of the earth, the universe. Look at, well, you can, if you're up in the state of Washington, the Cascade Mountains. It's phenomenal. And right there you see the omnipotence of God, the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ created the heavens and the earth, and he will be the only one who will destroy the heavens and the earth and create a new one. But here, nature still has a function right now, even though they are in the corrupting slavery of the fall of man. So yet nature still points mankind to the existence of God, the very attributes of God. And then point 5, in verse 21, Paul returns to the point that he taught us in verse 19. Namely, creation is eagerly waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. That is, the return of Jesus Christ at the second advent and the establishment of the millennial kingdom. So in verse 21, Paul is returning to what he taught us in verse 19, namely, creation is eagerly waiting for the revealing of the sons of God, second advent, millennial kingdom. 6, when the revealing of the sons of God takes place, second advent, when the revealing of the sons of God takes place, second advent, then creation itself will be set free from corrupting slavery. When the revealing of the sons of God takes place at the second advent, we will be coming back as the bride, Jesus Christ as the groom. We come back in our resurrection body with our Lord. When the revealing of the sons of God takes place, then at the second advent, then creation itself will be set free from, caused to be set free from corrupting slavery. 7. This deliverance will allow creation to share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. This deliverance will allow creation to share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. 8. Nature not only shares the condemnation of mankind, but at the second advent, nature will share the glorification of mankind. In his resurrection body, we come back in our resurrection body, and the perfection of the millennial kingdom. So nature not only shares the condemnation of mankind at the fall of man, Genesis 3, but at the second advent, nature will share the glorification of mankind as we return in our resurrection body and the wedding supper of the Lamb, 1,000-year millennial reign of the perfection of the millennial kingdom. So what a great verse, verse 21. Therefore, even the material universe, nature, will also be caused to be set free from corrupting slavery and brought safely into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We got one more verse in the groan of nature, verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth. See, all along you've been waiting for the word groan. See, you had to get to verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth. You thought they just groaned, but they groaneth. This is the post-positive conjunction gar plus the verb oida with the first-person plural subject plus the conjunction ha-ti plus the nominative singular of katesis once again with the definite article modified by the adjective pas plus the present active indicative of sustenazo. The post-positive conjunction gar. G-A-R. And these conjunctions are so, so important to know them and how they're used. And this is called the explanatory use of gar. And the explanation is now given in the rest of this verse. You translate the explanatory gar for... is a good, that's fine. And then oida, and we've had this verb many times, special verb. Our old friend oida, O-I-D-A. And oida is a frozen form. See, there's no global warming in the Koine Greek. It's a frozen form, see. Oida is a frozen form. It is a perfect that's used as a present. Oida literally means to know. However, this frozen form, oida says you have learned and believed the word of God in the past with the result that you know the word of God now in the present. That's the frozen form of oida. You have learned and believed the word of God in the past with the result that you know and believe the word of God in the present. We know that at the fall of man, nature came under undeserved suffering at the fall of man. We know that from Genesis 3. After verbs of decendi, and oida is a verb of decendi, to know, ha-ti is used to introduce an object clause. It introduces what we have come to know. And so you correctly translate it that. And then we have, this is actually a formula, oida men ha-ti. I'll give it to you just like it looks. O-I-D-A-M-E-N. There's the letter H, breathing, mouth breathing over the word. H-O-T-I. Oida men hati. This is a specific formula. And this formula, oidomen hot tea, which is what we have in our verse, is used to introduce a well-known fact that is generally accepted. And then we have again the noun katesis, which is the realm of nature or the material universe. It's modified by the adjective pos, all creation, or the entire realm of nature. And then we have the verb sustenazo. S-U-S-T-E-N-A-Z, long O, sustenazo. Now we have it in this verse, of course, this is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was a genius, maybe the greatest mind ever in humanity. And he would coin words never been used before. And that we have a hapax legomenon here with sustenazo. This is the only time that this verb is found in the New Testament scriptures. It's not found in the Septuagint. It's not found in other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. This very easily could have been coined by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration ministry of God the Holy Spirit, because this is exactly what God the Holy Spirit wanted to communicate to you and all of us in time. So, one, sustenazo is a compound word made up of the preposition soon, which means with, and the verb stenazo, which means to groan. Soon, with, and stenazo, to groan. Two, therefore, sustenazo literally means to groan together with someone. To groan together with someone. Three, since the fall of man, the entire realm of nature has been groaning together with man. Since the fall of man, the entire realm of nature has been groaning together with man. Four, man is in corrupting slavery to the old sin nature as the ruler of human life as a result of the fall. Man is in corrupting slavery to the sin nature as the ruler of human life since the fall, and man is in corrupting slavery to the devil, who is now the ruler of planet Earth. And that took place at the fall of man. So man is in corrupting slavery to the sin nature as the ruler of human life, and man is in corrupting slavery to the devil as the ruler of planet Earth. This all occurred at the moment of the fall of man. Five, nature is groaning together with us in corrupting slavery. Nature is groaning together with us in corrupting slavery. So, corrected translation, for we have learned Bible doctrine in the past, with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present, namely, that the entire realm of nature groans together with us in corrupting slavery. For we have learned doctrine in the past, with the result that we know Bible doctrine now in the present, namely, that the entire realm of nature groans together with us in corrupting slavery. slavery. And then, and travaileth in pain together until now. We have the conjunction chi plus the present active indicative of soon odino plus the improper preposition acri plus the adverb noon with a definite article. Very unique. The conjunction chi is connective chi, translated an. And this sustenazo is the hapax legomenon. Paul follows it up with another hapax legomenon. Soon odino. S-U-N, long O-D-I-N, long O. Sunodino. So, hapax legomenon number two, back to back. And this is the only time this verb is found in the New Testament scriptures. It's not found in the Septuagint or other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. So, one, sunodino is also a compound word made up of the preposition soon, which is with, plus odino, which is to be in birth pains. So two, literally it means to suffer along with others the pains of childbirth. Literally, it means to suffer along with others the pains of childbirth. Three, nature is like a woman in labor. Nature is like a woman in labor. She is in agony until the delivery takes place. Nature is like a woman in labor. She is in agony until the delivery takes place. And when does the delivery take place? Point four, the birth occurs at the second advent. The second advent of Christ, the establishment of the millennial kingdom. The birth occurs at the second advent, the revealing of the sons of God, the establishment of the millennial kingdom. And we have an improper preposition. Oh, improper. Acri, A-C-H-R-I. And acri is correctly translated until. And then we have a very unique, we have an adverb, noon, with a definite article in the genitive, to. An article in front of an adverb, to noon. T-O-U-N-U-N. Now, the adverb noon is an adverb of time and means now, but when the definite article is used before noon, as in our verse, then it becomes a noun, a substantive, and may be correctly translated the present time, from now on. So, and suffers the pains of childbirth together with us until now, or from now on. Now, verse 22. For we have learned the word of God in the past, with the result that we know the word of God now in the present, namely, that the entire realm of nature groans together with us in corrupting slavery and suffers the pains of childbirth with us until now, or from now on until the second advent. All right. couple of things. One, from the fall of man to the present, nature has shared in man's condemnation at the fall and has shared undeservedly. From the fall of man to the present, nature has shared in man's condemnation at the fall and has shared undeservedly. Two, nature will continue under the curse throughout the rest of the church age and the tribulation. Nature will continue under the curse throughout the rest of the church age and the tribulation. Three, then at the second advent, the establishment of the millennial kingdom, the revealing of the sons of God, nature will be delivered from the curse. Then at the second advent of Jesus Christ and the establishment of the millennial kingdom, nature will be delivered from the curse. So we have two things here, the groaning of nature and the pains of childbirth. One looks backward, the other looks forward. So point four, the groaning of nature looks back at the fall of man, Genesis 3. The groaning of nature looks back at the fall of man. Five, the pains of childbirth look forward to the second advent. The pains of childbirth look forward to the second advent. Six, once the mother gives birth to the child, the birth pains are over. Once the mother gives birth to the child, the birth pains are over. Seven, the birth is related to the second advent of Jesus Christ, the revealing of the sons of God, we're coming back in our resurrection bodies, and the establishment of the 1,000-year millennial kingdom. So the birth is related to the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, the revealing of the sons of God, the establishment of the millennial kingdom. That's groan one. Wahoo! So groan 1, verses 19 to 22, the groan of nature. Verse 19, for the confident expectation of creation, nature, waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility at the fall of man, against its own will, an illustration of undeserved suffering. But because of the one, God the Father, who has subordinated it on the basis of the hope, confidence, the absolute confidence of the second advent and the revealing of the sons of God, the millennial kingdom. Verse 21, therefore, even the material universe, nature, will also be caused to be set free from corrupting slavery and brought safely into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we have learned the word of God in the past, with the result that we know the word of God now in the present, namely, that the entire realm of nature groans together with us in corrupting slavery, and suffers the pains of childbirth with us until now, through the church age and the tribulation, until the second advent. All right, that's groan number one. Next week, groan number two. verses 23 to 25. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our own lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.